Welcome back, and joining me today is Caney Valley, Kansas Bullpups head coach Chris Davis. And Coach, kind of a long night last Friday as you took on Cherryville, but in that game, the Bullpups played really well in the first half, and then the second half it just went south after that.
Well, yeah, Adam, I mean, that's kind of like what you said. I mean, boy, if you were a football guy that liked to watch good defense, I'd tell you, you were in the right place first half. And, you know, it was 0-0 going into the second quarter. And with 3 minutes, and I think it was 9 seconds to go, they threw a 17-yard touchdown pass on it on third and long and completed that. And went ahead of us 8-0, and then we turned right around and fumbled a couple plays later, and they were able to put another one in on us before the half with 30 seconds to go. But, you know, all in all, we played really well the first half. And, you know, we proved that we can play with teams that are that good. It's just putting together a complete game and believing that we can do it. And, you know, if we can just get over that hurdle, we could be a real good football team and somebody could be very dangerous. But we just haven't got over that hurdle yet.
I know.
Full game.
Yeah, I was going to say, even the start of the second half, fumbled the ball on the second play of the second half, and apparently Bullpups couldn't recover, and Cherryville took advantage of those mistakes.
Well, they did. They scored 16 points off of two of our turnovers that we had, and which led to touchdowns. So, you know, I mean, we got to quit making mistakes. We had an interception, and we dropped a fumble on the ground right there, like I said, before the half. And then we come out, and we threw an interception in the starting in the third quarter, and they took that one down and scored on us. So, you know, we've just got to be able to stop that bleeding once it starts, and somebody's got to go out and make plays. So,
well, Coach, believe it or not, Bullpups begin district play. Final three games determines the playoff fate, and it all begins this Friday at home against Eureka. What's Eureka like?
Well, Eureka's a team that is pretty, can go both ways. They can run it and they can throw it. You know, they're going to come out and run a pistol formation at us and try and power the football at you. And, you know, they're pretty big up front. And then they're going to come out and go trips and try and throw the ball a little bit. So, you know, we're just going to have to come prepared to play and get after them this week.
I know one thing that you guys, I'm sure, going to work on is not turning the ball over.
Well, I mean, that's it. We've got to play smarter. And you know, we've just got to make sure that we take control of the game. And in that first quarter against Cherryville, I mean, we just moved the ball right down the field on them and had to attempt a field goal that first series. But, you know, we chewed up the clock and did what we needed to do to be successful. And, you know, that's what we need to continue to do is to be able to keep the ball out of other people's hands and chew the clock up and then, you know, play some good defense.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Bullpups this Friday against Eureka.
All right. Thank you very much, Adam.